Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Parents spend a lot on tuition, don't they? Today, we're going to meet the next fintech startup here in Singapore. They're called Tanopi, Singapore's education tech company. They specialize in interactive live online tutoring programs for primary and secondary level students. The edutech startup is backed by venture capital firm Insignia, recently scored funding worth, well, let's put that question. Chong Kien is founding CEO of Tanopi. Is it $200 million you recently scored funding for?
Well, I hope we are on our way. We are starting out in this edutech space and we are seeing good growth and hopefully we will be bringing good classes to many students in Southeast Asia.
Have I got my figures right though? Did you just recently score funding worth $200 million?
No, our VC Insignia close of $200 million.
Yeah. Your VC, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you've raised about $1.5 million so far?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, terrific. So Tanopi is an online teaching platform. It's attracted 1,500 students and uses algorithms to personalize online tuition sessions meant to connect suitable tutors to each student according to their needs. Chong Kien, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, why the name Tanopi?
Tanopi is a combination of two words, ten and canopy. Ten means maximizing the child's potential, and canopy providing a nurturing environment for the child to develop in.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, I can see a canopy and a 10 on 10. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
So how did the startup get going here in Singapore?
I myself have developed quite well into mathematics myself. I used to represent Singapore in the International Maths Olympiad.
Wow.
And while I learned mathematics, I realized that subjects should be learned in the thinking way, you know, rather than memorizing, drilling, and stuff like that. So I started this edutech startup to try to teach students the right way. Currently, our schools are doing a good job, but unfortunately, classes are big, the time is limited, students don't get personalized learning, and the tuition centers out there tend to focus more on drilling to get the students to get to the grades. What we believe is that we can teach students to get the A through a path that is thinking. And the way we do that is to use very good teachers, our own design curriculum, and using technology and data to actually track the students' learning progress and personalize the learning paths for the kids.
This is so fascinating. So are you more than just an online tuition center? You're revolutionizing the way maths is taught, the other sciences as well?
Yeah, this year we are doing English, math and science for primary school, expanding to secondary school next year. Yeah, we are indeed revolutionizing. We are innovating at every layer, not just the technology. We invite pedagogical research experts to do research with us. Our teachers develop our own curriculum and our software engineers sit together with the teachers to develop classes that is interactive in content and tracks the students' learning. So in a way that enables our teachers to be able to differentiate content for different students of different learning abilities.
Okay, because that was one of my questions. When I hear online classes, I think big classes, but you know, tuition was all about one-to-one learning, right? So how does an online school, which caters to presumably anybody around the world, also provide individual attention?
That's the thing. We actually do group classes online, live and interactive. And the way we do that is to be able to use technology and data to track. Imagine a content presented on screen, the kids can interact with multiple choice, fill in the blanks, drag and drop. These actions are tracked by our system that our teachers can use the data to group students into high ability, average, or falling behind and show the kids different content during and after class so that they learn at the right pace in the most engaging way.
Wonderful. So unlike other schools that stress learning by rote, for example, for mathematics, you went to Stanford, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But it wasn't maths in Stanford that you studied.
I did management and engineering.
Engineering. Yeah. Okay, so you're putting all that experience of yours, maths and engineering, to use here in Tanopi.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. What I believe is education in the future will be addictive. It will be interesting. And it's because we are able to use technology and data to enable the kids to see the right content, interact with the teachers in the right way, and learn in the most personable way.
Okay. So bring me into a class. If there are two students, right? Do they both see the same questions in that class?
Actually, you'll be a few students to a group of maybe 10 to 20 students in a class with a live teacher. They see the live teacher up front, like a front row seat. The teacher teaches in live video using interactive content. The kid can interact with the content on screen. And after that, the teacher hosts regular online quizzes, 10-15 minutes to test the kids in their thinking. And there's homework after class for the kids to practice.
So the really bright and the slightly slower student in the same class would both be seeing the same questions?
They will be seeing the same set of questions, but asked to attempt different parts of the questions that is catered to their ability.
Oh, that's a really interesting distinction there. Yeah. We're speaking with Chong Kian, founding CEO of Tenopi. Tell us how innovation is redefining learning as you see it.
I think in the next wave of education, definitely you'll be making content and teaching a lot more interesting for the student. Nowadays, we see interactive video-based content coming in from all kinds of channels, YouTube and all that. So there'll be a big development in the content area, and teachers will no longer be just drilling the kids. You'll be guiding and facilitating the kids through very good content. And basically, the human touch to learning will still be there. Relationships with the teacher will still be built. But content and data will be powering a lot of these things. So in future, a lot of learning will be done online because of the accessibility to great teaching. Mm. And data will be helping a lot of kids learn in a very personal way.
Do your algorithms match the right teacher and student?
Actually, we only hire the best teachers to our company. We hire them in-house full-time. And what we do is to use data to actually match the right content to the right students. And the good teacher is able to handle different types of student needs using different content and teaching methods.
Okay, and is the teacher marking the questions or is that done by an algorithm or computer?
Yeah, I think right now it's a mixture. The system can handle the basic marking, but the teachers, for more qualitative feedback, teachers will still handle it. I think the time where AI is able to do all kinds of marking will come, but I think we prefer to do it step by step with the teacher still playing a big role with the human touch.
Okay, you launched Tenopi because you wanted to break away from traditional content. I understand you have someone with a background from NIE helping with the pedagogy. I wonder if you can share a little bit about the unique classes that you offer?
Dr. Tan Liang Si, ex-consortium director at NIE, is helping us. Our vision is really to let differentiated learning happen in the classroom. It's traditionally difficult, but with technology and data and being able to present different content on screen, we foresee that different kids in the same class are able to achieve personalized learning paths with different content. She's working with our teachers on a week-to-week basis to design curriculum that is able to make use of tech features this way. And we are very excited to present a new tutoring program next year that marries very interactive content with personal homework and also different content shown in class for the kids to learn.
Hey, if you can make homework addictive, that'll be when you know you've really made it, I think.
Yes, yes, that's our aim. And we believe that's the future.
Yeah, are you introducing gamification or some game?
Yeah, I think in the class, we already practice gamification. We split the kids into groups, let them feel the learning environment and have a healthy competition and games with each other.
Sounds like fun. Yeah. So a lot of EdTech's sector growth, I understand, is driven by demand from Asia-Pacific. The region projected to represent about 54% of the global EdTech market by 2020. Which markets, Chong Kian, in Asia-Pacific do you see as having the greatest potential when it comes to scaling up in EdTech?
I think, firstly, the countries where there's a big emphasis on education. I think countries like Thailand, Vietnam, even Malaysia has good potential. China is already way ahead. They are 5 to 8 years ahead of us. And what we are bringing is successful models that we have seen in China to Singapore and Southeast Asia region. So certain Southeast Asian markets are already very ready online, like Thailand, Vietnam, and we are looking to see how we bring the goodness of Singapore curriculum to the region and also using our technology and curriculum design framework to allow many more educators in Southeast Asia to come to our platform and be able to teach millions of students around Southeast Asia.
Yes, we know, for example, tuition is big business in Korea and tutors over in Korea can make quite a living, you know, like six figures maybe. We've heard of $1 million tutors over in Korea. For now, though, are your classes limited to students within Singapore?
Currently, yes, because we need to focus our curriculum design.
And teachers from Singapore?
Yeah, teachers from Singapore as well. We have started to open up Singapore curriculum classes to overseas, such as the United States, as well as Malaysia and certain parts of China.
Okay. Yeah. And tell me, in terms of barriers to entry, what are the costs like for parents listening in?
Oh, it's going to be lower cost than any of the tuition centre out there. It's just over $100 for the primary school levels, depending on the level. And the reason we are able to achieve this, despite investing a lot in quality, is that we don't have overheads like physical rental. And this is a big cost that we are able to eliminate and allow students access good tutors at a low cost. We are working with, in fact, communities on the ground to see how we can make tutoring accessible to even the lower income families.
Fantastic. You say $100 per level. Does this mean you can check into any class you want, or do you have to pay per hour?
It's $100 per month, and there's scheduled classes once a week at a certain time of the week. You come online and we have prepared the content for every lesson throughout the year to make sure the kids learn in a very structured way.
We've only got about a minute left on the clock. What are some of the forthcoming innovations for Tenopi?
Yes, I think definitely we are going to invest even more in the technological experience, allowing a lot more interactive content to be designed around the different subjects. Can you imagine in mathematics, in English, there's various ways the kids can interact with nice animated content to learn. We are innovating on the way we prepare teachers to teach online, because the way that teachers teach is very different compared to offline. They got to have a certain personality, I would say a part of a talk show host plus a teacher put into one, and are able to be comfortable with the tech features. So we are putting a lot of innovation in the teacher training process so that we can scale up the number of teachers plentifully for Singapore and Southeast Asia.
So teachers have to perform to a
certain
extent.
Yes. Yeah? Yes.
Well, fascinating. Well, thank you so much for coming by. Chong Kian is founding CEO of Tenopi, based in Singapore. They're an interactive live online tutoring platform for primary and secondary school level students for English and mathematics for right now. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at MoneyFM893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.